Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gorisch & Gorisch podcast, second series, first episode. Today is the 17th of June, 22. The last time we met for the first episode was the 11th of June, 21. You're hearing Clara Gorisch, Jana Gorisch, Clara Gorisch at Halle University with a degree course in history and French, and Jana Gorisch teaching at the University of Hanover, English Literatures and Cultures. Clara, a ta vie changé depuis la dernière fois?
Ouais, ça a changé beaucoup parce que maintenant j'ai terminé mes études. Je suis tellement heureuse de réussir ça.
Et comment tu sens aujourd'hui avec le podcast et
tout ça? Je suis nerveuse, quoi. Vraiment nerveuse, agitée parce que c'est bizarre, tu sais, de faire une...
Podcast,
ouais, sur mes études.
J'ai
et la fin de mes m'imaginer. Études.
Moi. C'est très difficile. Et merci beaucoup pour parler en anglais avec moi. Comme prof d'anglais, pour moi, c'est facile, hein, mais pour toi,
merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Et on change en anglais. Bon, let us continue in English. So, Clara is a French major and history major. So both these subjects will be featuring today, especially history, because this was the subject of her thesis. What we shall do today is to look at the process of writing a final thesis, of working with different kinds of materials, of managing the writing process technically, intellectually and emotionally. We shall cover must-dos and no-nos, something familiar from the guidelines and reading material in British and post-colonial studies at Hanover University. And just to begin with, we recall briefly what we did last year. Last year, we talked about how to start a thesis, or the process of finishing off your completing your studies. We talked about finding a topic, preparing a project outline, about consulting the professor, about finding a title, and a research question, and the last one was seeing the supervisor and organizing the reading. Now, Clara, it is your time to reflect on the writing process, to reflect on how you went about, and I suggest you start from the end of the process.
Okay, so with the finished work. Yes, my thesis is almost 80 pages long, so I've wrote 77 pages in total. How many pages are in Hanover?
Hanover is for a thesis, a final paper in the degree course for teacher training students, between 60 and 80 pages.
Okay, so
and
the
bachelor thesis is between 30 and 40, but as you know, I prefer the shorter versions.
The shorter versions, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same in Hanover. Okay, and in my 77 pages, I had 3 pages of bibliography with over 50 entries. And just to give you an orientation of how I structured my thesis, I had 7 pages of introduction. Then my theory and method section was 8 pages long. My main section... So for me, it's analysis and comparison of two Weaver's revolts and Chartism is 51 pages long. And the conclusion is 2 pages long, and then I wrote a summary of my research results.
Would you mind giving us the title of your final thesis?
Yes. I wrote it, of course, in German. And my title is Industrialisierung und soziale Bewegungen in Großbritannien, Frankreich und Deutschland im frühen 19. Jahrhundert.
Wow.
It's quite a long title.
Quite a long title and quite a comprehensive subject that you chose for your work. And okay, 7 pages of introduction. This is compared to what we do at Hanover, looking at the bachelor thesis, of course, shorter. Master thesis is about 3 to 4 pages. Bachelor thesis, 1 to 3 pages is fine for an introduction. Mm-hmm. But with a history final paper or history thesis, it is different because you need more space for description.
Yeah,
what about the writing process? What about the working methods, working in 3 languages? I find this very impressive. How much time did you actually spend on reading? How much time did you spend on compiling the actual corpus for the thesis?
Okay, as I told you the last time in the first years of the podcast, my official starting point was the 26th of July 21. But I started earlier with reading and finding the research question. I started around May 2021. And then from my official starting point in July and to end of August, I was reading the whole time, like every day of the week, mm-hmm. and was secondary literature. Mm-hmm. So I didn't look at primary sources. Mm-hmm. And to start with, a good starting point for me is always, you may laugh, but it's Wikipedia.
Okay.
Because it gives you, there are a lot of very good articles.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And mm-hmm. they give you a good overview of your topic, especially if it's something new. Mm-hmm. Like for me, the Weaver's Revolt in Lyon, mm-hmm. 1831. And they always is always also a starting point to find literature, mm-hmm. secondary literature. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then in August, I wrote also my exposé.
Mm-hmm. So the project outline?
Yeah, the mm-hmm. project outline. Mm-hmm. It was 6 pages long, and it kind of it had a state of research, structure of my thesis, then my research question, thesis statement and hypothesis, and of course, theory method. Mm-hmm. And this I sent to my professor end of August. Mm-hmm. And I got my feedback from that in October.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was 2 months, but I had to take a break in my research due to an internship in school. So a Schulpraktikum, where I had to teach 15 lessons at 45 minutes per subject. So for history, it was 15 lessons, and for French, 15 lessons. Wow. So that took 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. To me to finish the internship, and afterwards, so mm-hmm. the whole of September, and the first 2 weeks mm-hmm. of October, I had to write two, how do you call them, Praktikumsberichte? Mm-hmm.
Reports,
reports.
Internship report.
Internship report mm-hmm. of 15 pages
15
each.
15 pages each. And then in addition to writing the reports, of course, you had to do all the preparations.
Yeah, all the preparations. And we, of course, impressive. Had afterwards the feedbacks from our mentors.
Okay. Okay. And to conclude this short mm-hmm. first episode of our second podcast series, I'd just like to mention that the kind of the exposé, the project outline, you were able to do rather quickly or in a very concentrated manner, dependent on your work that you had done prior to the final thesis. That is several term papers covering mm-hmm. issues that fed eventually into the topic. You did one on Chartism in earlier
one
history.
Of the, I had a presentation on the Weaver's Revolt in Silesia.
Very good. So this is something that every one of us should bear in mind setting up a final thesis. Use the expertise, use the knowledge that you have acquired in earlier phases of your studies, and use the term papers, presentations, all the work you've done to feed into this final project. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for this first round of talks, and we shall meet again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.